This weekend is our annual Upper Peninsula Folklife Festival, which in the past 2 years took place in March inside. And this year we've moved it to September and are doing it outdoors in front of the University Center. And it's going to be 2 days of music and dance and crafts and food and art and all sorts of great things that people can take in. And it's free to the public, so you can't beat that.
What was the thought on moving it? Just to shake things up a little bit? Does it offer you different opportunities and different things you can show off?
Yeah, I mean, when we were doing it inside, you know, part of the reason we did it originally in March was because there isn't a lot going on in March. At least we didn't think so at that time. And we figured, hey, it'd be great. People could get out of their houses, come down. But we found that, one, we weren't going to attract any audience we were hoping we would get. And two, a lot of the demonstrators who we bring from all over the UP, some of them didn't want to travel in March and didn't want to take a weekend in March to drive up to Marquette. So we found that by doing September, the weather obviously is a little better. And yeah,
you weren't around last Friday night.
Actually, I did see him on Friday when we talked a little bit. But, you know, that's one thing that was said, like in connection, when you stopped by the Blues Festival set up on Friday, we were talking about how Upers are adaptable to this. And the people were there Saturday morning right away with their rain gear and everything. So it is part of truly the UP folk life to do it outside in the fall, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have no idea what it'll be like on Saturday. We might get a little rain, but we're still going to go on anyway. We have tents, a lot of different tents set up for the stages, for the demonstrators. So everything will be covered so people can still come and still enjoy the music and the art and everything that's going to be going on. So, but part of it, too, is we wanted to do it outside. It just makes it more festive. I mean, a festival really needs to be outside and to have the spirit of an event that people will, you know, come to. And the University Center lawn, actually, where we're having it, is just a perfect place. When we've really been laying it out, it's just like, wow, this place is meant to have these types of events. And it rarely does. In fact, the last time it did anything there, I think, was FinFest.
Probably. So, now, we'll get to the individual activities and things that are going on in just a moment. But before we get moving on here, this is another opportunity for us to really drive home a key point. This is an on-campus event, but this is community-wide. I don't care if you're listening in Republic or whatever right now. You're invited.
Oh, absolutely. We hope that people come from all over the UP, and we publicize it all over the UP. And another reason why we make it free, we don't want to have any barriers to people to be able to come and enjoy what the great arts of the UP. And that's what it is. It's about the UP. All the artists are from the UP, except for our headliners on Saturday. But other than that, they are all artists, performers from around the UP, from all over the UP. And so it really is a community event. I mean, Northern more and more wants to reach out and be more of a community-oriented institution. This is part of why we do this, is just get the people on campus and show them that we're part of the Upper Peninsula's community.